required landscape buffer here. We still don't have it.
I think that was that item six?
Number six. Number six added that. The 30-foot setback on Rawson and the 20-foot buffer.
That's just to show it on the CSM.
Now what this is? Put it on the CSM? That's what number six said.
But doesn't say a separate easement document.
Okay, so
this is the agreement, but the agreement's with us for the buffer here.
So Joel, just so I understand, there is a easement document required for the buffer yard.
Yep. So there's a landscape buffer yard easement on the homes backing up on the Ross on Loomis Avenue, in the Stone Hedge or whatever subdivision. We do release of easements for that every once in a while. They're required.
So I guess I can live with that as a specific condition to. To number 12. So the applicant shall prepare the landscape buffer yard or prepare the landscape buffer yard easement agreement for city review and approval prior to recording of the certified survey map.
Given that,
second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Given that, item B, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map subject to the conditions and changes discussed this evening, being part of the northwest one quarter of the northeast one quarter of the northeast one quarter of the northwest one quarter of Section 9, Town 5, North, Range 21 East in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. So we want to go to the site amendment and then back to the... okay, Mr. Deedle. This is item C.
So this is the one that the resolution does not include all the conditions from the staff comments. Staff is recommending table. Because of the number of them. So I guess it starts on page 3 of the staff comments dated April 4th, and it will continue on to the staff comments dated April 7th. So starting with number 1 on that page 3.
Well, let's do it this way. Let's start at the ones you object to, Mr. Martin. Want to use the staff comments?
Sure. So just there's a couple I just have a question about that I just want to know best way to reply to, and then there are some we object, and Emily is primarily in charge of this piece of it.
Number 1, we'll comply with, we'll revise the plans to show all setback conditions on the civil site.
Emily, we assume you're going to do them all, so let's go to the ones you have an objection to.
Number 2, so we're not quite sure how to verify this. The access points onto Rawson Avenue were not part of our scope and nothing changed here. We're not exactly sure what staff is looking for to confirm that. I tried to figure it out, and I actually called Vernon Singleton at the Milwaukee County to ask him, you know, how do I confirm that we, you know, have permits for these access points. He sent me the permits, if that's what staff is looking for. I can forward those.
Yes, whatever. Sometimes they call us, sometimes they email us, sometimes applicants give us copies of something.
You guys have our approved plan set issued for construction for all the off-site improvements. If you want copies of all the permits for the work, I mean, sure.
Well, on this one, it's that driveway access.
Yep, it's
so
on there.
Specifically, I'd like to know that they were aware of it and they approved it.
Yep, it's on.
The whole set of plans.
We'll just give you all, I can send you all
the whole set of plans are approved.
Yep.
Have has some kind of cover letter or something that says that, yes.
The city engineer.
I can confirm that. We talk about it on a weekly basis.
Okay.
To clarify, so then if you can confirm it's done, do we delete this item?
If
want the permit?
Should be an email, I just stick it in the file.
Okay. I'll do that tomorrow. Sorry. Go ahead, Emily.
Number three on here is a comment from the police department. They're requesting that Rawson Avenue be improved to a four-lane highway. We object to this, and again, we're not going to respond to it because there was an approved traffic study completed in August of 2019. It's been reviewed and approved by the city. Again, this is the first time we're hearing this from the police department. It's not part of the site plan amendment scope.
I'm not going to disagree with the police department. It's been a long-standing recommendation of the PDD that we punch that four lanes all the way through the Rawson. I do not know the status of the TIA or the approved plans. Like, if it's in there, then I guess we'll pass that along to the police department and see if they still have a concern.
The road is being widened out to just west of our site, and then on the north side of the road it's being extended wider all the way to Hawthorne Avenue, but it is not being extended west of that. I have met with the with one of the officers and gone through that, where that median is getting extended to. It's 185 feet west of the west entrance on the north side of the road, and went through that. This entrance on the south that you're questioning, that's a right-in, right-out only. That's being permitted through the DOT. They would not allow us to do a left turn out of there and do that median break as we've gone through that. So what we've requested of the county, they did not allow us to do everything we requested. They came back and told us, based on the traffic and what we're doing, what they will allow us to do.
I'll tell you what, I'll deal with the police chief. Is there a motion to delete condition three?
So moved.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. In reality, these guys can't do anything with that.
And there was an extensive traffic impact analysis study.
Next one, four.
4B, staff recommended that the private road driveway not allow truck access. This is just a matter of our functionality of our apartments. You know, we need truck access to get to the apartments to allow people to bring their semi-trucks for move-ins. It's also required for fire access and emergency vehicle access.
That one is on the other loop between when you come in by B3 around B1 and out by B2. That's all set up to get a 53-foot moving truck through that property. We were unsure of what it's not meant for through traffic because you can't go anywhere, but it is designed to get a 53-foot semi-moving truck through that development.
Is a police or fire staff comment?
It was half that, half truck movement.
Let me rephrase that. Who brought this up?
I did.
And your concern is commercial truck traffic?
Yes. Adjacent to a residential apartment building. That is oversized to allow truck traffic on it. If they reduced it, it might make it easier to move that building further away from Ballpark Drive. So that prior issue, but I didn't know that at the time.
Okay, is there a motion to remove condition four? 4B, sorry, yeah, thank you.
So moved.
Move 4B and remove the A from A. So, is there a second? All those in favor? Wait a minute.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We discussed soils before. We're going to do it again.
Yeah, we'll provide the soils report. Just will be on CSO.
Item six.
Depict all driveways within 200 feet. I mean, this is depicted on the site plan. It's just a matter of doing a plan to determine how far the driveways are.
Wait a minute. Clarify here, I guess this is one we're looking for a little direction on. So we provided our plans are fully dimensioned, so you could take this measurement if you wanted. So I think, Joel, what you're probably asking for is you want like a highlighted dimension where you actually see the linear footage distances labeled on the plan sheet. That's what I'm guessing, but I'm not sure.
Some people do it that way. Most people don't. I just didn't notice all the driveways. So my review of the plans, I did not see all the driveways. Maybe I missed them, but I didn't see them.
We'll live with this because I'm confident they're all on there.
So where are we at?
Item number 7.
Thanks, Barb.
Please provide the size and locations of all structures and signage. So we will prepare an entire signage package for the entire development that include monument signage, wayfinding signage, and building signage. We will submit this separately and for a plan commission approval.
Okay. Back to talking about what you want.
So to clarify, we don't want that as a condition of approval of the site plan amendment. We'd like to say that that will be separately submitted and approved in a signage package before we can commence construction on it, on the signage.
That would be worded that it's either or is allowed. It says if signage is not provided, separate review and approval will be required. That's standard language. Just to put, because applicants do come back saying, I thought the signage was approved. And this is to make it clear it was not approved. That's all. Standard.
Again, I was taking a little bit back that we've already received comments that my staff tells me that we're still waiting on. So I guess I'm a little bit of a loss here as to my staff tells me we're still waiting on some stormwater comments. So.
There were some early comments, providing very preliminary, very early comments, and I believe just summarized that not all information here is much more comments will be coming later, something along those lines. It was probably just one short paragraph.
I guess I would respond to that and say that doesn't matter if it's on here or not, we need to see the stormwater comments. All stormwater comments are addressed and they're being reviewed by a consultant that you're paying for. So
as a general matter, I agree that the city needs to review stormwater, obviously. It'd be unreasonable for me to say otherwise. The problem I have on this is we made a submittal on February 1st. I'm going to find myself in a position where I need to get moving on this project. Several of us, including you, have sat through meetings where we're being accused of not moving quick enough. We're spending $2,000 a day. And so I'm happy, as I've said in meetings before, as I include in my submittal, I'm happy to work on this issue and provide the answers. I thought we did that on our submittal on February 1st. Here we sit on April 19th, and I don't have any clarity of the matter. To the extent we're getting clarity, it's because we're calling the city's consultant directly and trying to figure out where we sit on this issue. So, again, I'm not trying to not provide the requested information. I just have no clarity on how to best respond to this. And now it's come to a point where I can't advance my project because I don't know how to reply.
I appreciate that comment, but I know since February 1st, I've sat in staff meetings where we've talked about having some need for some additional stormwater information. So I don't want to get in the technical part here because, quite honestly, I can't recite it from memory. But I do know that we're, as far as my understanding, we're still waiting on some information.
That'll have to be, the stormwater has to be approved before you're going to pull a building permit, and that's going to be contingent on that anyway. Does it need to be in this document? We know we have to have that stuff done and certified prior to a building permit, regardless of what this says.
It's not a requirement because the condition stated just says please submit. It doesn't say what.
And my other issue is if they're not sure what the requirements what they need to submit, then we've got a problem. So, at any rate, the city attorney's correct. It's not a, there's no time specified, so.
Definitely be a topic tomorrow morning.
So 11 gets back, we've touched on it a little bit, so I'll try to be quick about it, but it's it says, please clearly identify all existing and proposed easements. So again, on a project of this size and this scale, and this is pretty typical, I don't know what all the easements are gonna be and their locations and even the terms of them. And that's not uncommon for a project like this. We talked about the public easements related to this site plan, and there aren't any. Again, I just I don't know how I can comply with this. Not because I'm not I'm trying to not share information regarding public infrastructure. It's not that. It's just that I don't have all the easements done, and they're not going to be done. Quite frankly, private easements that I might grant to other users that impact the operations of my project really have nothing to do with a site plan review. You know, one good example here is I might enter into a cross-marketing arrangement with the senior group or Wheel and Sprocket. Those arrangements might say, give Wheel and Sprocket an easement to use my clubhouse for a promotional event. I think those are all good ideas and creative ideas that we have to explore, and we're going to. I just don't have them all banged out right now. So again, I just can't. I don't think I can possibly comply with this one.
Mr. Steele?
I believe the intent was public easements. The code section, looking up the code section. Nope, it is referencing both public and private. Similar to the separate motion in the PDD, the CSM, where the Planning Commission removed the requirement for the private utility easements, I would assume you would make the same motion here. That's the part that refers to code section 15-50109A. I would still recommend that all public easements be shown on a site plan, which is larger than the CSM, includes all the apartment property, including the clubhouse and the berm. There's easements on that berm. There's also supposed to be a conservation easement for whatever areas they determined would be part of that mitigation area. And I don't know where those areas are because I don't have a final mitigation plan and I don't have a final landscaping plan. Maybe those conservation easements will wind up on your property too. I do not know. But there is going to be a landscape easement on that berm. So in addition to the landscape buffer yard easement along Rawson, there's also going to be a landscape berm along west side of the property, adjacent to the subdivisions. That was a requirement of many of the CSMs site plans before, and also the natural resource special exception.
So if that berm, and I think you're right, Jill, I'm aware of those, if those are a condition of other site plans that aren't before the Planning Commission, it seems like the city then has plenty of recourse to enforce that obligation to provide the easement that's in place now without regard to the apartment.
Yes, but from a timing standpoint, no. I believe the condition for those is prior to the first occupancy. And if you're going to be pulling building permits right away and moving fast, you'll want that change now.
So I'll agree
It's going to take some time to get that recording process done.
I'll agree to provide the western landscape buffer easement, the landscape buffer easement along Rawson to the city for review and approval. As a condition of occupancy of the second building, similar to the other issue.
We've always said that it would be with the first. something we've been telling the neighbors consistently from the beginning.
So what's in place right now to enforce it? Like, let's say we weren't doing the apartment deal. What's the city's recourse now?
I believe the landscaping on the western berm as part of the initial four buildings that were approved had to have the landscape complete on the berm prior to the occupancy of the first building.
Okay, then we'll accept it here. So as a condition of first building occupancy.
So does that change A to public easements and leave the second ones in and adding in by occupancy of the first building?
Yep.
We're public between proposed and easements, and we'll agree to by occupancy of the first building. Is there a motion to that effect? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And again, that's to make it public easements and to have the landscape easements documented before the occupancy occurred in the first building. Okay.
So 12 is the same comment related to permits on Rossin, and I think Glenn and Joel had already resolved that one. 13 refers to a cross-access easement along the entire shared driveway. The apartments will all be owned by an affiliated Mandel Group, so there's no operational need for any shared access easement amongst them. There will be a need, however, for cross-access for all the balance of the project across some of the private drives up to Rawson. However, that's one part of a much larger easement agreement that will talk about things like landscaping, maintenance, and there's still, that will be done. It's just not done now. So again, I guess I propose that we provide that executed cross-access easement as a condition of occupancy of the first building.
I always recommend building permit, but Plan Commission sometimes holds occupancy.
Motion to approve. Occupancy.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed.
Page 5, the outstanding or still remaining conditions from PDD number 37.
Yeah, I had a comment on these as well. Sorry, I didn't realize these were part of the site plan approval. A comment on number 3 regarding the MMSD approval required to prior any disturbance of the gas pipeline area. I don't have those conditions. I haven't seen them.
And can that be, I'm sorry, can that be modified to be with any work within that area? I mean, the what we're talking about moving, that's on the north side of the property. That's why you don't know what it is.
It does say that, the gas pipeline area.
Yes, and I do say, just please note, that was not going to be a condition, that was just a reminder.
And in the future, when we reference the methane pipeline, we have to reference it as methane, not just gas, even though it's MMSD.
Item number 4 regarding conditions number 5 and 6 that discusses a memo about street design and bike pedestrian. I don't have that memo or the plans that that's referencing.
Yep. We had previously discussed that with the other site plans and stuff. They've given us bits and pieces of all that with each site plan. We're just looking for something that ties the whole thing together prior to occupancy.
So
I don't think we're asking for anything new to be proposed.
No.
Just some kind of document that brings all the pieces to
one.
Which is part of the overall landscape plan. That'll be, we need to do that.
So as it relates to this particular site plan, you need to, because that's ours.
Well, these were notes off the
I think it's all the police notes.
Yeah, these are already conditions.
This is a refresh, okay.
It's a refresh.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a condition or a staff comment regarding trees in the dog park area, and that they should be removed because they're unlikely to survive. I guess I don't. I'm just looking for again a little clarity on this. I prefer to have trees in the dog park. Again, I'm not sure if it was a particular type of species that we had specified or what the concern was.